Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you to become the same. When you keep your mind open, not only will you open the doors to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. And now, without comparison to any other, my renowned visionary, mystic, Reiki master, teacher, and motivational speaker, Athena Starr, will grace us once again this evening. She has assisted thousands worldwide, including dignitaries and world leaders, in life transformational sessions and conferences, both live and telephone, for personal and career success, relationships, and prosperity. She is available as a guest speaker, workshop leader, sessions media, and she is a frequent guest on TV and radio, so you can look for her elsewhere. So, Athena, I've got you in the studio, I do believe. How are you tonight?
Good, wonderful. Happy New Year to you. 2019, almost here, David.
Wonderful. Well, I can tell you one thing. The luck of the Irish or special blessing is with us tonight because every week for the last 4 weeks, I have not been able to connect with the guest. And so I'm talking into dead air. And the guest is wondering what's going on. I've been able to get them back each time, but I was almost certain that was going to happen again tonight. That flash went through me, and then all of a sudden, there you were.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
Yeah, we got a lot of, I've got standing room only, the Ascended Masters and the Archangels around me tonight, so maybe that's helping. They're standing room only around here.
Well, let's hear what they have to say.
Yes, we will. Well, anyway, it's a joyous time, magnificent. You can feel the energies building up because every year at the new year, on New Year's Eve, at the stroke of midnight, what happens is the new octave, the new frequency for the new year comes in, and this one is very, very high because 2019 is a 12 year. If you add in numerology, you add 2 and 1 is 3 and 9 is a 12. You add the numbers of the year up. 12 is stability. It's powerful. It's also the year of what I receive is that it's a year of knowingness, activation, powerful manifestation, accelerating. So it really is, you know, that term, be careful what you think. It is true.
You're
thinking negatively in 2019 or doubting or whatever your belief systems are, they are going to manifest even more powerfully. So we need to get our act together and be more
higher,
higher frequency, so to speak. So,
it will be much
better for people, for sure, because humanity is, the whole planet is ascending into the golden renaissance, I call it, the fifth dimension. So, but it's like get with the program or else you get left behind. So we're going to do a short meditation to start here, and then we'll go into the little readings, the short sample readings tonight. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
Okay. So as we are tuning in, I'm Athena Starr, and we'll give that information for contact after the meditation's done for people who would like to stay in touch. So as we tune in, we're calling in all the great central sun, Alpha Omega, all the ascended legions of light, angelic hosts, all cosmic hosts, the elemental kingdoms, nature kingdoms, the inner earth legions, all the intertribal councils of Indian chiefs and earth Gaia legions. We thank you in advance. Gratitude, graciousness. So as everyone is taking some deep breaths, about 7 deep breaths through the diaphragm, slowly, gently breathing in 7, holding 7, releasing on 7, and holding your right hand over your heart center as we do this special little interlude here. Breathing in the golden elixir, the golden crystalline light from the great central sun, your own mighty I Am presence, a golden sun above you, down through the crown center, third eye into the throat, the heart center, solar plex, abdomen to the root center, into the center of the earth, 1,000 feet down, anchoring in the golden silver column of light, your own solar disk energy connects with the great central sun, the I Am, and into the center of the earth, the I Am of the earth. And just feeling that bond, that linking in, as we join hands in the circle wherever you are on the planet tonight. Opening your heart for first and foremost gratitude, forgiveness of all from this past year, forgiveness of everyone and everything from this past year that didn't serve you or didn't serve others, whatever took place from your end, from other people's end. The forgiveness flame coming through the violet flame, just releasing, and the golden light of all that is, allowing that to come in to your center, and gratitude. The golden crystalline light also represents gratitude for all the gifts, all the blessings of this past year that you received and gave to everyone. All the regrets and anything that you've held on to from the past year that is no longer serving on any level or dimension. Just feeling that being released now through the violet and gold flame and the blue flame, which blue is many things. It's faith, communications, but it's also Archangel Michael comes in with the blue flame of protection and dissolves everything. So those three flames coming through you and blazing through, and just feel that energy just dissolving within all your cells, going out into the universal light of the I Am, blessing everyone in your family, your friends, your community, town, city, state, country, and let's expand that out to the entire planet. All countries, all continents, time and space, and the blessing of the universal crystalline light, threefold flame, which is threefold flame as it comes into your heart center, is pink, divine love, blue, divine power, and gold, divine wisdom. I am the threefold flame. That is the ascension flame. And just feel your whole being merging with the threefold flame of planet Earth and all of humanity and all of the environment, ecology, lifting, purifying. And as you move into that center now, just see the neon lights flashing huge form over the Earth, 2019, and just feel that activation happening in you right now, because we can fast forward into future time and we're there right now. Feel the energy of 2019 already coming in with you and with the whole planet. And not just the excitement, but the energetic shift as you open to the new gifts and new horizons and new manifestations and creations, not just for yourself, but for the entirety of planet Earth. And so it is, as we come back into our bodies in gratitude, taking a deep breath, coming back, grounding. And so it is. Amen. Thank you, God.
Amen. That was powerful. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that was different. It was just guided in that moment. I didn't plan it ahead, David. It just came through.
No,
so.
You just channeled the whole thing.
Yes.
Well, I have to say one thing. I'm grateful and humbled that we have so many callers tonight. It's a near record. So the chances of us getting to even half of you are a little bit slim. I have not talked to many of you. I've talked to about half of you, actually. So anyhow, without further ado, let's get some contact information for Athena, and then we'll get to the phone calls. So
okay,
Athena,
what
are the best ways?
Well, for those that we don't get to tonight, for the free sample reading, short reading, offering that they could contact me by phone and I would give them a free one question thing if they call me by within the next 3 or 4 days, and I would do a free intro for them. No problem. Okay. So it's
okay,
Athena Star. Yeah, AthenaStar.com. The current phone number is on there, but I'll give it anyway because the email on that website is not a current email, so I'll give them that as well. But the phone number is 808-258-1063. I want to take that down. 808-258-1063. And it's Athena Star 1R, Athena Star 1R, 808@gmail.com. Athena Star 808@gmail.com. Very simple. Or Skype, Athena Star number 3, and we can do Skype readings very easily no matter where people are if they don't want to call. So with that said, I'm also offering a special until 1 week out, January 7th, for a New Year reading, just $50 for a half-hour reading, which is very good because we do cover a lot in a short time. As a special, and again, a free intro for anyone, one question if we don't get to you tonight. So there you have it. If they can't do the 50, we can go to 40 for a little less time, but they're still going to receive a lot of guidance and information. So those are my special New Year reading prices for people that want to have a 2019 boost in their life, okay?
That sounds great, Athena.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, if for any reason you didn't catch the phone number or whatever, you can go back and listen to the podcast in the archives, which will be up and running about 15 minutes after the show. And, Athena, are you ready to take some calls?
We are. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We are.
Our first caller is Kimberly. And Kimberly, you're live.
Athena, how are you?
Good, thank you, Kimberly. And what state are you in?
Georgia.
Okay, great. That's all I need. Go ahead. One question, please.
Yes, my question is in reference to my career. I've been searching for a new position for a while now. And just trying to navigate what to do next.
And you do office work?
No, I was a teacher.
Okay. And so you're wanting another teaching position? Is that what you're targeting?
I left the teaching field because I'm looking for something different.
Right.
In leadership management. So that's why I left.
Okay. Yes, management is good. That's why I see you working in an office already.
that's what I was seeing
the picture of you. So that's good. You're on the right track.
Okay.
That's why I said you do
okay.
office work. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because you are very good in that, and your skills that you've attained that through time also. And sometimes people don't realize, but when we're younger, we've developed skills and talents that we should put on our resumes because it helps targeting the positions that we want as well, plus your background and your education and everything else and all of that. So I assume your resume is polished and it targets what you're looking for, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I had to ask you that because that's important. Okay. Some people don't. No, they don't have a clue. Okay, they just, you know, put one line, a couple lines of, and they don't get it, that you have to put specifically the targeting information so people see, oh, she's done this and this, she has that. Okay, so you're almost there. It's coming is what I'm getting. There's never 100% in timing from spirit. I wanted you to know that. Somebody tells you, oh, it's next week or whatever, everything's variable in timing because
mm-hmm.
everybody's different in their life, that kind of thing. But I'm getting from your guides, let's see here. What does she need to do? She's got the resume. She's targeted. She's put her resume out there all over. I think you've, every source, right, like Indeed.com and all of that as well. Also, have
mm-hmm.
you targeted companies that you would like to work at that you don't, that you're not aware that there's an opening, but have you done like a blanket search where you contact companies that you would like to work at, even if they don't have an opening?
No, I haven't.
Okay, that's called blanket search. I used to work in personnel management.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you can do that. Make a list before New Year's Eve or on New Year's Eve of potential, maybe just 5 companies or corporations that you would love to be working at. Make it 10 if you want. And in the new year, after the first, of course, not before that, contact their HRs, their human resources departments. Present yourself professionally. Also prepare a nice cover letter. Get it in the hands of their HRs, however they would welcome it in that way, or deliver it, or email it, or whatever. Each one will be different, but target them because a lot of times they have something they're thinking of creating. You're a perfect match for something coming up. Don't be afraid of that. It's called blanket search. That's what you need to do, is what I'm getting. That also energetically will expand the energy for you putting it out there. You also need to, your guides are saying you need to step into the energy of that new position because you don't have you don't feel you can have it. Step into it right now and claim it and see yourself smiling, shaking their hands, hold that vision. Every time you think, morning, noon, and night, envision yourself already in the office, shaking their hands, thanking them. Yes, there'll be some training involved, but you are up to it, and they know it, and your step, it's the right people, the right connections. That job is being prepared for you is what I'm getting. It wasn't ready before. I get that January, February, I don't think it goes past March, you're going to have that position. So stay in it, move into the energy, you already got it. What that feels like, everything else, because when you energetically merge with it, then it will happen. Okay? You got it?
Okay. I got it.
And I see you in it
right
now. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
And
take
call
care,
me
Kimberly.
For more coach if you like.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
I'm not going to do that with everyone, David. I just wanted to do that with her as an example. She just shifted
that's
in
good.
That energy just as we did that. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I think that's an important thing to remember because that kind of thing
mm-hmm.
could happen to you, whether you're on the show tonight or when you speak with Athena. later on if you didn't get a chance to go on. And a lot of people in the queue were wondering how they fell so far down below. And it's because I had the switchboard just lit up tonight, and it just spat out like 10 names almost at once. So our next caller of the evening is Amy. And Amy, you are live.
Hi, Athena. How are you?
Hi, Annie. Good. What state?
Florida.
Good. I'm in Florida, too. Welcome to Florida. So what is your question, please?
It's about love life. Is anything going to happen in 2019? Is anybody going to come back in my life? That's that kind of thing.
Is anyone coming back in your life? Well, do you want them to?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, you do. I know. I'm teasing you. What's the first name of that you're thinking of, or are you fully open to someone new?
It's both, but I can give you the first name.
Okay, first name.
Roberta.
No, it's time to move on. Someone new coming in. They're coming in by April. I'm getting your guides are guiding you to open up to new energies, to let go. Yes, there was a bond. Yes, there was karma. But there's someone new coming in that has some of those qualities, but even better, and emotionally more available and more balanced in their life, more success-oriented, but also, not just that, but has more, is a higher vibration and more aligned with you. And so your guides are nudging you to open up to the qualities that you have on your list of the ideal person you want in your life, 90% of them. But this person, you're going to meet them by or before April. It's in when you're out and about. It's not online or anything. And you'll be friends at first, but then it's going to move into a stronger relationship quite quickly, and potential for long term, and you'll be very happy, much happier. Okay?
Okay.
And there's more information on that, but you can call me for mini readings if you want more details on that. But that's just what I get off the top. So happy New Year, sweetie.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
God bless, Amy.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
You're welcome. Our next caller is Julia. There she is.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yep. Hi, Julia. And what state are you in?
I'm in Florida also.
Yay. All right.
Yay.
And what is
the Florida girl's in the house.
Florida is in the building, yes. Go ahead. What's your question?
Actually, same as the last caller. I would like to make that heart and soul love connection and hopefully to turn into like a life partner. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've been doing your homework on that, haven't you? You got your list and you checked it twice, right?
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Live and learn.
That's okay. That's all right. Anyway, you've checked it twice. Yeah. Okay. So, good girl. Never settle for less. And what I say is top 10, if you haven't already updated your list of qualities for I call it the divine perfect, divine life mate. That's what I call it. Not the soulmate.
Yes.
Divine,
like
my
that.
Divine life partner that's coming in to, yes. That has compatibility spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and is aligned with me in compatibility and in every way, on every level. So, yes, that partner is, you've done your homework. Don't settle for less than 90% of those list of 10 ideal top qualities that you want in the partner. And you have a strong alliance with that person karmically. I'm getting at least 3 or 4 lifetimes together. When you meet, I think you've been told this before, you will have a familiarity about it. You will feel the connection with him, and vice versa. And you're going to meet him at a gathering, I'm seeing, like a gathering where there's a bunch of people for, it might even be like a spiritual group or meditation or something where you're going to go to, and it'll be spontaneous. And it's when you least expect it. So one way, again, is to merge with that knowingness that you're already with him, what you would do to prepare in your life, like make more room in your closet or whatever. And every night before you go to sleep, call to his soul essence to be with you for bonding so that you can speed up the connection physically, because he's already in your energy field. And I don't know, a lot of people don't know this, but before we meet someone in a new relationship on the earth plane, they meet spiritually first, and that can be months ahead. So he's not far away because he's already in your energy field quite close with you. So that's a good thing. So you're doing well, they're saying. And remember, there's no denial or delay universally. Nobody's holding it up or whatever. Some people go, oh, come on, why, you know, my guys. It's not them. No one's holding it up. It's all divine timing because he's been preparing, you've been preparing, and vibrationally shifting and everything you've been experiencing. So in that terms of feeling like, oh, why doesn't it hurry up? When you merge with knowing you're already with that person, he's already in your energy field, that you're meeting in the physical very soon, then you stop wanting or needing. When you stop the wanting or needing, then that's when it happens. It's like you merge with it. There's no longer any, you feel the fullness, the completeness within yourself, within your being. So that's that connection with this person. He is a very high-level partner. He's also spiritual. He's on his path. He meditates. He's looking for you. And so it's not far away. I would say, what do they say? Timing. Definitely within, feels like the first quarter of the new year, but definitely within the first half of the new year. It could be next week. It could be next month. But they're saying as a timeline thing, within the first quarter feels very strong potential for you. And when it's funny because when you meet him, you'll just kind of like tingle. You'll know. And I feel like he will too. So you're doing a good job. And it's also a learning for you of you know, manifesting. And you're graduating now. That's what they're saying. You got your graduation cap on.
Awesome. That's beautiful. Thank you. Yay. It's so good to know that, you know, it's happening, you know.
Good girl. So it is cool. It's closer than you think. But they don't want to, they're just kind of like giving you hints about that. He's a little taller than you. He's handsome in your eyes, of course. And he's been single a while, so he is really prepared and doesn't have loose ends and stuff like that as well. Travel, everything that you're wanting as well. Congratulations. Happy New Year. And call me.
Awesome.
I'll give you more details. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, thanks so much, Athena. Happy New Year to both of you. Thanks for taking my call, David.
Oh, you too, Julia. Okay, God bless. Okay, our next caller, her name is Amla. And Amla, you're live.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. The same question as Julia. Yeah, I just was wondering if you see a committed partnership with me.
Okay, what state are you in?
Oh, I'm in Connecticut.
Okay. Wow, we should have a divine partner special conference, I think so. That would be good. I don't like to call it the soulmate because we have many soulmates, many people on this call are old souls. They've been around many, many lifetimes, so you have like hundreds, if not thousands, of soulmates. So it's your divine life partner that you're to be with in this lifetime. It's really what it is. Yeah. You have an agreement to do on your path to work together. Many of the people on there, the light workers, have been preparing for these great partnerships. Mm-hmm. And you have too. So, yes, you are also been doing a good job in preparing, not just for that, but on working on yourself spiritually. And you're gifted too, spiritual gifts and your healing gifts, right? Yeah, good girl, studying spiritual healing. Let's see here. What your angels are saying. Yeah, he is coming in. They're saying coming soon to a theater near you. That's funny because, you know, life is, it's like, it is a movie. We have all these different movies. Our past lives are movies. Energetic movies that we are creating through time and space, cellularly. So, yeah, I get three, within 3 months for you. That's what they're showing me. It's not like out there. It's within 3 months or less. And right around the corner. This person also is in healing, spiritual healing. That's interesting. Or a teacher. And he's very calming, very gentle, and peaceful, and likes nature. And it's like you've been brother and sister before, so you have a really strong bond karmically. Okay. And it's going to bring you a lot of peace. You'll know it when you meet him. Okay. And expand your circles of how you meet people, they're saying.
Yeah.
Maybe write that out before New Year's Eve or on New Year's Eve, what you can do each week of 2019 to expand in terms of being out there to meet people. I know it's sometimes difficult, and they don't mean go and sit at a bar and, you know.
No.
That's not what they mean. But and it will come to you what to do, because there's different ways to do that. And it's not online or anything like that. It's more in person you're going to meet them. It's right around, and he's not far from you. Might be in another state, but he's still close. And your guides are helping you. You've got like three angels around you that are helping to bring this about. And it's going to happen soon. So it's there. Okay. And then when you will do a lot of work, beautiful work together. Mm-hmm. Very clear.
So he's completely new, Althea? He's completely new?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm getting a yes on that. And they keep saying within three months, it's like, wow, they're not that specific. So it is.
I'm really excited because what you just said about expanding and doing things every week, my January is already booked in the sense of really into you are right on target with sound healing and healing work. So I'm into yoga as well. So I'm doing things of that nature that makes my heart sing, you know? And so, it's fabulous. It's just, I get the healing and I'm in a group environment. So it's a win-win situation. So Good stuff. Yeah. Sound healing is really wonderful. I just want to share that with just 1 second is that, It breaks the monotony within your energy field, and because I'm so highly sensitive with this the empaths as well out there, it totally breaks away all of the, you know, stuff that we accumulate energetically during the day, because, you know, we're around people. So it just breaks it all up, and I feel like I'm on a complete, like I feel like I've like upgraded three notches after a session in a group. It's absolutely fantastic. So I wanted to share that with anybody who else is interested. There's in your local area, just Google it, and it's amazing. It's amazing stuff. So.
Well, thank you, Alma. That's some interesting information that I'm sure will be useful to some. Athena, at this point, You take care, Alma. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'd just like to confer with you a minute for in private, Athena. And while I do that, I'm going to play a song by a wonderful New Thought singer by the name of Jennifer Farron. I've played this many times before, and it's called Throw It All Away. And we'll be right back with you in just a few minutes. That was Jennifer Farron singing Throw It All Away. Athena is back in the studio with me, and I'm going to ask her to give out her contact information one more time. And she has expressed to people that don't get to speak with her tonight, if you call her sometime within the next few days, that she will give you a 10-minute complimentary reading. So, Athena, do you want to give out your contact information again?
Yes, great. AthenaStar.com is the website, but more specifically, the number to call is 808-258-1063. That's 808-258-1063. And the specific email is AthenaStar808@gmail.com. AthenaStar808@gmail.com. Don't email me through the website. Another way of getting a hold of us is through Skype. I do Skype readings all the time. AthenaStar3. Just AthenaStar3. That's it, basically, and that's my Skype ID. Be a pleasure. And one question, intro question for complimentary, if we don't get to you tonight, call me within the next, I would say by January 3rd, and we'll, even if we arrange it after that, it's okay, but by January 3rd, and we'll do that intro session, and then I'm also offering specials until January 8th. $50 for half hour, which is excellent. It's usually $75 for a half hour. Or if you can't do the $50, we can do a $40 session, a little bit less time as well. We cover a lot in a short time. Thank you so much. It's a blessing. Happy New Year.
Very nice, Athena. We'll return to the callers. And I had one request to make of you, if you'd be willing to do that. And that is just to give us a short lead out at the end as we welcome in the new year. If you want to give a brief closing meditation, that would be lovely. If not, we'll just keep taking calls. We don't
okay.
have time for many more callers, but our next caller is Carla. And
hey,
Carla,
hello.
There you are.
Yes, I am. Hi there. And what state are you in? Florida.
Okay, good. And what is your question, please?
I just opened up another new office, got out of a bad situation, into a better office. And do you see that being successful? It's only been, I only got licensed to open my location about the beginning of December. And I know things take time, but do you see it being successful, me getting back my business?
And what type is it, consulting, or you have a service that you offer?
I do some consulting, but mostly healings, teachings, and some massage.
And massage, great.
Mm-hmm.
So you just did that. Yes, it will be. I also, do you have a partner, do you? Because I feel like you're going to collaborate with someone else.
There's someone,
not,
I'm renting a space in clinic with a Chinese doctor.
Okay. That's your partner. That's wonderful. Kuan Yin. You know Kuan Yin?
Yes.
Yeah, she guided that. Mm-hmm. She guided that, so yes, it's going to be very successful. Do you have a statue of Kuan Yin in your office?
Yes, I do.
Good. Wonderful. Like a little altar. I see that. That's a blessing. And every day do a special, gratitude with her. She is shaking her head. Yes, it will be very successful. Also, to step into the remember, 2019, that's what I'm declaring. I'm declaring 29. Hear this, everybody up there. 2019 is the year of knowingness. Knowingness. Really stepping into knowingness and in full empowerment, whether you're the goddess or the god, male or female, stepping into full empowerment on the path and knowingness. And owning that and claiming your full birthright of the light worker, the light being that you are, that you've come in at this time on the planet for assisting in the full ascension of Earth, which you are doing. And, of course, you've done your homework, you've marketed this. It's going to be marketed more. I feel there's more ideas that are going to come to you in connection with the Chinese doctor as well for
collaborating more with clients, and even like the little circles that you do, that brings him clients as well. So it works hand in hand, and more insights. It's like they're saying do more brainstorming on other ideas, creative ideas to bring in clients, because they're all around. The people are going to just keep coming. And both they come to him first and they go to you first, and it works hand in hand, and it's very good, very beautiful connection. So, yes, absolutely. So step into knowing that, and as you go through more shifts and that kind of thing, it's going to become even more flowing in that. And just offer specials to people who need those specials. It opens the door, and then they bring you referrals as well. Mm-hmm. Very, very good. And call me, because I have more insights on that for you, Carla, for the new year, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Many blessings.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And who do we have next? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Hi.
Hi.
Who is this?
This is Lisa. Thank you for taking my call.
Lisa, yes. And
great.
Which state are you from?
Arizona.
Arizona, yay, Arizona. We love Arizona. Where are you, in Tucson or Sedona or where?
Yeah, that area. Uh-huh, you got it.
Yay. Okay, yay. Go ahead. It's your dime. What is your question, sweetie?
My granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see... How do you see things going there?
What's her first name?
Her first name?
Yeah.
Marie.
Yeah, I need the name so I can link in with her
Marie.
Energy.
Marie.
Got it. Okay, and she, how old is she?
14,
wow. I was going to say 25. She's 14 going on 40. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what her dad says.
Yep, she is. She's a crystal
child.
She's a star child, crystal.
Yeah.
Okay. But they're impatient, and they have to learn patience because they're so evolved, and they're like a lot of things come to her. She's very telepathic and everything. It will work out. Everything will smooth out, and it will work through, and everything's going to be okay is what I'm getting from Spirit to tell you. Does that make sense?
Okay.
It's going to be okay, and she will evolve through this. She will work. It will be worked through, and everything's going to be okay. It's a learning for her. But she's, let's see here. She's got a lot of angelic energy around her. Michael, Gabriel, Raphael. And she's got these golden legions around her. The Galactics. Oh, yeah, that's who it is. The Galactics are around her. So she's totally going to be okay. She's going to move through this. These challenges she has, and she will rise above it. And she is, she receives information and things that she doesn't tell other people. She's very, she communicates with the other realms. So if you can help to groom her, help her in that way, help someone, a spiritual healer or teacher is going to work with her and help her realign her and balance her energies. And then she will have a better, much calmer, her life will be much better, let's put it that way. And she will evolve through this challenge that she's going through, they're saying. It's going to be okay. All right?
Well, blessed be. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And then there's more on that, so if you call me privately, we can work out
if you have a challenge with the finances, but there's a lot more for her and for you. Okay, sweetie, God bless. Happy New Year now.
God bless. Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, hello.
Yes, hello.
Oh, thank goodness. This is Suzanne. I was just wondering, what you see with my love life? When am I going to meet someone?
Okay. And what state are you in?
Long Island.
Oh, boy, back up to New York. Okay. I like Long Island. Even though I've never been there, I like it. Good energy there. Okay. Yeah. So it's not so much being impatient, but rather, like I was saying at the beginning, I don't know if you heard me with that other lady, it's merging into and evolving through things, and that's why it's not like you've been on hold and you didn't deserve. There's part of you unconsciously, you don't feel you deserve to have a fulfilling, loving, honoring relationship, and that comes from some of the stuff from childhood, so do some inner child clearing. I do that too in my private practice. I can do inner child realignment and that kind of thing as well as Akashic. Oh, I forgot to say, I go into the Akashic records and I help people dissolve karma, old karmic situations on a soul level and reprogram cellular programming. So I could assist you in that way, even if you had just a half-hour session sometime. I can show you how.
Wonderful, but when do you see me meeting someone?
Hold on. Well, okay. That needs to happen first, that shifting, because your guides are saying you have some heavy programming of lack of self-worth. So as that
Well,
shifts,
I get idiot friends, and it's hard as you get older to meet good friends, and I don't even want to go to the clubs. And that. I just want a nice man I can have dinner with, take a walk with, and stuff like that. That's all I want
right now. Exactly. Exactly, and that's what you're attracting that. But it will speed up, it will be accelerated if you clear some of your childhood. Not a long programming, but I'm just saying there's some issues that need to be dissolved first for that person to come into your life. That's all we're saying here, sweetie. Okay, so just hear what I'm saying. And you can do that in one hypnotherapy. Maybe you know a hypnotherapist. They can help you do that too. Okay, so long story short, yes. In this year, I'm getting within the first half of the new year, you will. There is someone, I see you with a partner. They are coming in. It's between now and the first half of the new year. It could be sooner, within the next few months. It has to do with you and your inner work having to do with self-worth, self-confidence, self-love. Deeper unconscious issues, and it can be cleared easily. So that's the answer to that question. And, yes, that partner is coming in. I see him. He's not close in your energy field, but he's there. And he's a friend. He's a companion. You've known him before in two or three different lifetimes, they're showing me. He is a confidant. It's the integrity. The trust is beautiful between you and the walks, all of that, the quality. And he likes to do some travel as well. I feel he's retired or has his own business, so he's quite independent, and he knows himself. He's also a very old soul. He doesn't go around saying, I'm metaphysical, or what. He doesn't need to. He just knows that he knows. He's ancient Indian kind of energy. He's not Indian in this lifetime, but he has this ancient Indian, American Indian connection with you. So it's very sacred. So he is coming in. And you will meet him within the first half of the new year. Again, it could be next month. It could be in, it doesn't need to be 6 months. We're not saying it's 6 months out, but it is within this first part of the year. Okay, sweetie?
All right, so am I just going to meet him on the street? Or?
Yeah, you're going to go pick him up. You're going to pick him up. No, I'm just teasing you. Okay, you will. Okay, hold on. Again, with you, it's not online. It's going to be direct. They're saying when you're out and about, your daily things that you do, your daily interactions, also expand your how you meet people and get out there. It actually, when you do meet them, is there other people around when she meets them, or is it alone? There's others around, okay? So it's like there's a gathering of people, and he's at that gathering. But, yeah, it's a gathering. Not a large gathering, but it's a gathering of people. Maybe you're out going do something with a group, and you meet them that way. Someone, it feels like someone's going to possibly, introduce you to him.
Yeah, I don't really go out in a group. Maybe I'll meet new people soon, I'm hoping.
Yeah. It's like you're going out with some friends, and then, oh, hi, how are you? It's spontaneous. So
well, I'm going
so
out tonight.
It's a new year. There's a lot of new things happening, and that's how it is. You're not just going to meet them on the street. There's something you're invited to, and there's a group of people, and that someone introduces you. So that's going to happen. It's like a surprise to you. But be open and spontaneous this year, and just do that. Like, join some clubs or join some activities that maybe you haven't done before. And, that's what they're saying. They're going to guide you to them, though. Not to worry. You're not going to miss.
Can I ask you a really quick question? Like, I'm trying to get rid of some girlfriends that are negative or not good for me. I'd rather be alone or go to a meetup group or something. Do you think it's a good idea?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Whew. Okay.
And we're going to need to leave it there.
You're out.
Thank you so much for calling, Suzanne.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Good night. Uh-huh. God bless. Athena, would you lead us out with vision for the new year for us?
Yes, certainly. It was a pleasure. Wow. We went the time just flew by. Oh, my goodness.
It did, and we had a near record number of callers tonight.
Wow, that's great. So remember, free intercession, everyone, one question only. Just call me at 808-258-1063, and I'll be happy to, between now and the 3rd of January, to call you back and do that one question for you free of charge, okay? No problem for
Perfect.
The new year. All right, so let's do that now. And let's all tune in again. Just take some deep breaths. Breathing in beautiful golden and violet and blue rays of light. Now let's just make it a rainbow. The rainbow ray spectrum, which includes all the rays, all the color rays of the universe. Breathing in the beautiful crystalline rainbow light from the divine, the great central sun, Alpha Omega, breathing in that energy through our whole being down through the center of the earth. Just feeling the rainbow sunlight pour in through every cell, every level, dimension of your being, realigning and elevating you cellularly, and on all levels and dimensions. And as we join hands in the circle here, even though we're in different states tonight, joining from east to west to north to south of the United States, joining hands, merging and holding hands with around the planet Earth, just seeing beautiful Earth as she's raising in her vibrations and beauty as well. Seeing the above the Earth in neon flashing lights, 22019, which is a 12, which is like the 12 planets, the 12 apostles, the 12. It's like concentric number of activation, manifestation, stabilization. It's a year of knowingness of all that is and creation. Stepping into the energy of 2019 now, we're embraced in the golden light of our own mighty I Am presence, our God and Goddess self, in divine union with all that is, like a maypole of beautiful golden crystal and rainbow light pouring through each one of us as we're linked in with 2019 now. And etherically, we're seeing the beautiful crystal ball, the silver crystal ball, Austrian crystal, that drops in New York. It's dropping from the etheric right now, the great central sun. It's not dropping. It's there etherically. We're linked in with that beautiful crystalline ball. It represents everything, all that is oneness. There is no doubt. There is no regrets. There is no letting, all of that is dissolved, all of the emotions, all of the past just melting away through this crystalline ball of light that's anchored above us, above the 2019. And feeling what that's like as we merge into the new octave, the new frequency of 2019. Everything just melts away. And all that's left is just pure love and clarity and peace within ourselves, within the entirety of humanity, within planet Earth. And as we merge with that, we step into the new vibration of knowingness. For our highest good, the highest good of all of humanity on every level, which represents our life path, what we're here for, and the harmony within ourselves and with all partners and with new partnerships coming in as well, creating our highest achievements in every, on every path that we are on, every path that everyone is on. And we extend this out a trillion times, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with all light workers and with all the souls of humanity as one. And so it is. Thank you. It's been our pleasure to be with you. A very, very happy, holy, and healthy 2019 to each and every one. And David and your partner, especially, many, many blessings of that beautiful crystal ball.
Well, same to you and your mother. Yeah. So good night, everybody, and God bless.